कौन आया?
जय जिंद्र अनुभव जी सचिन।
जय हिंद सचिन।
सचिनेंद्र जी सॉरी थोड़ा लेट हो गए मैं।
और आर हियर सचिन जी हियर मानस हियर समीर रिजुल जॉइन
समीर रिजुल नहीं ज्वाइन कर रहे आज।
ओके सचिन जी डिड यू गेट डिड यू रिसीव रिजुल्स आंसर शीट और ही डिड नॉट गिव एग्जाम?
रिजुल आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू रिकलेक्ट रिजुल के रिजुल वो जी मैंने जो भेजा वो आपको मिला वो सब
नहीं उसमें ओनली 5 आई रिसीव्ड एंड रिजुल इज नॉट इन दैट।
ओ पता नहीं ना रिजुल आई थिंक हाँ उसने नहीं लिया है ना जस्ट I'll have to check with him again.
ठीक है। जिसने भी नहीं दिया एग्जाम वो within this week दे सकते हैं so that we can I'll be sending across the answer sheets to everyone then.
अच्छा। हाँ जी मैं वो एक ईमेल डाल देता हूँ सबको।
चलिए ठीक है ठीक है चलिए हम मंगलाचरण करते हैं शुरू करते हैं हाथ जोड़ेंगे आंखें बंद करेंगे। नमो अरहंताडम नमो सिद्धाडम नमो आयरियाडम नमो वज्रायाडम नमो लोहितवसाकुडम मंगलम भगवान वीरो मंगलम गौतम गणि मंगलम कुंद कुंदाद्य जैन धर्मोस्तु मंगलम सर्व मंगल मांगल्यम सर्व कल्याण कारकम प्रधानम सर्व धर्माणाम जैनम जयति शासनम भुवन में सार गीत राग विज्ञान सा शिव स्वरूप शिव कार नमः त्रियोग संहारी के। सबसे पहले आप सबको कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन ऑलमोस्ट एवरीवन सबको 100 out of 100 मिले हैं एग्जाम में ऑलमोस्ट एवरी नॉट ऑलमोस्ट आई शुड से एवरीवन actually I had to look for you know there I can cut 1 mark there I can cut 2 marks but there was no such question even the last question what do you find the greatest learning from the story everybody has written so well I did not expect the answer so well so thank you so much excellent everybody the in the 5 answer sheets that I have received till now चलिए हम थोड़ा डिस्कशन स्टार्ट करते हैं रिव्यू पर मुझे कुछ लगा देयर वर सम कंसेप्चुअल मिस्टेक सी इन द स्टोरी व्हाट हैपेंड द वाइफ ऑफ द यमपाल चांडाल ओके सो नाउ शी इज चीटिंग व्हेन द वो सिपाही लोग आते हैं राजा के और वो बोलते हैं कि यमपाल घर पर है तो फर्स्ट व्हाट शी सेज कि ही इज नॉट होम बट देन वो लोग बोलते हैं अरे अनलकी गाय ही वर एट होम ही वुड हैव गॉट सो मेनी ऑर्नामेंट तो वो सुन लेते उसको लालच आ जाता है राइट एंड देन शी चीट शी सेज दैट ओके ही इज नॉट हियर एंड देन शी पिन पॉइंट टूवर्ड्स द डायरेक्शन ही इज सिटिंग इन सो इट्स काइंड ऑफ मायाचारी शी डज है ना आप लोग को याद होते ठीक है सो नाउ दिस डूइंग दिस इज विच तत्व रिलेटेड रूल इन दिस this short of this cheating alone
Ashrav
how is it Ashrav excellent how is it Ashrav
because it was like well we could also say well because she it's a rag a type of a rag she had
yeah
Right,
yes,
rag
yes.
for the rag for money or jewels or whatever.
Absolutely right. See, this doing Mayachari, it's a passion she's doing, right? She's lying actually on the face that he's not home, and then she's pointing to the direction her husband is sitting in, right? So at one time she's doing this rag, this Mayachari, which is a sin, which should not be done, which is a lie, and thinking that by doing this she would become rich so ragadi pragat je dukh den jo pragat mein dukh dene wala hai unko ye karta hai kya mankar ki okay if I'll do this if they'll find my husband, they'll take him, and then the husband will get all the ornaments. So this uska mayachari karna, that's ashra tattva sambandhi bhul. Now the belief that she will get ornaments and jewelry and gold and riches and she will be happy, it is with tattva sambandhi bhul. This is one thing. Doing mayachari is ashra tattva sambandhi bhul. And why is she doing this mayachari? Because she has this belief that if she'll get those riches, those jewelries, she would become rich, she would become happy. This is with tattva sambandhi bhul. So two things we distinguished. One is the present bhav she's doing, the present cheating she's doing, maya she's doing. That's ashra. क्योंकि जो वर्तमान में रागादि जो हम करते हैं वो वर्तमान में ही हमको दुखी करते हैं, आकुलता देते हैं, और उनको करना इसलिए हमको दुखदायी है. नाउ हम रागादि क्यों करते हैं? क्योंकि उसके पीछे हमारे बिलीव्स होते हैं कुछ. इसका क्या बिलीव था? द वाइफ ऑफ यमपाल चांडाल, द बिलीव वॉज दैट इफ माई हस्बैंड गेट्स दोज ज्वेलरी एंड रिचेस फ्रॉम दैट प्रिंस हुम ही वुड किल, वुड गेट टू किल, so I will become happy, will become rich. So this is with tattva sambandhi bhul. Jewelry mujhko nirjara tattva sambandhi bhul. Okay, can you please explain?
She has a desire, right? So that's how, yeah. I thought she had a desire for wealth, and yeah, ultimately it would make her happy because she would get rich and make her happy. So I thought that would be
doing this desire and thinking that this desire will make me happy and I need jewelry or riches to be happy. This is Nirjara Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Excellent. So we have two bhul from this one incident, okay? The way she's doing cheating, that's ashra, because she's doing by cheating. Her goal would be achieved, but instead by cheating she would attract bad karmas which would further make her unhappy. But she is not thinking in that direction. She is thinking that if I'll cheat, something good will happen. That's ashra. And then she thinks she is incomplete without riches, and if she gets those riches she would complete herself, she'd become happier. So she desires, and that's nirjara tattva sambandhi bhul. There is one more bhul, that there is one more mistake that resides in all this, in the same belief system. Usko chahiye ki ye mujhe riches mil jaye, so I would be happy. Which bhul is this?
Can you say jiv tattva sambandhi bhul?
How can we say that? Explain it.
Because you know what, she herself is jiv, right? And she thinking the ornament, she says, oh, this is, you know, when she gets it, she feels, oh, this will be mine. So, and I, you know, so getting that attachment, thinking about even those attachments about the ornaments, because you think of it when you want to be, when you want it to be yours. So that would be like, also, we could also say that, you know,
excellent. She's finding Ajiv Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Yeah. So Ajiv Tattva Sambandhi Bhul says we have Mamatva Buddhi. We want to own. We have Ekatva Buddhi, that I am body. Okay. And the Mamatva Buddhi is that I have, this is my watch, this is my home, this is my car. That's the feeling of owning something. You own it. So the same way she wants to own, she thinks if she gets those riches, she would really make them of her own, right? So that will further, you know, fuel her Ajiv Tattva related mistake. Excellent. So I did not think it that way.
I wrote that, but I didn't have time because I was running short of time. So I didn't.
Yeah, you wrote it. I checked it right now.
I wanted to, you know, make sure that my thinking was right. That's why I'm checking with you.
Yeah, I did not think it that way, and even only after reading all these answers, you know, some many things came to my, you know, my mind also. Like, okay, this is also possible. So one incident, because the story does not have much mention about the wife of Yampal. This only one incident we have, that the all the people from the king comes down to his home and they ask for Yampal and she refuses, and then they talk something about the riches and his bad luck, and she gets, you know, greedy, and then she lies, she cheats, and she says he's not there, and she pinpoints otherwise, right? So this one incident told us about Jiva Jiva Tata Sambandhi Bhul she has, that she thinks she can own ornaments. The Archer Tata Sambandhi Bhul, that by doing Mayachari she would be happy. Nirjira Tata Sambandhi Bhul, that she actually believes that she needs those, the desire for those will make her happy. One more mistake is hidden in this. That was the most important mistake that we had to find. One more mistake. Already Jeeva Jeeva Tata Sambandhi and Ashraf and Nirjira, four mistakes have already come. One more that I could think of. What is the belief? Why does she want... Okay, why do we want... Yes, sorry, what did you say? Hello?
Yeah. Can we say that in her imagination, she would be at the top of the world, just like Moksha Tattva, when
no,
you
no,
find
no,
ultimate
no, no.
happiness in it?
No, not Moksha. Yes, it is one form. If she would imagine moksha, she would imagine moksha with lots of gold and jewelry.
Yeah.
She would imagine in that fashion. That's right. But not exactly the moksha Tata Sambandhi Bhul. Yeah, but in a way we can say, okay, if she had to imagine what is happiness, she would say happiness is gold. So, yeah.
In reality, that's what people think, right?
So that's one way, but more into belief system we are trying to enter, okay?
Yeah.
She wants riches, thinking what? Okay, when do we get riches? We say, oh, this is my good luck. What did this constable say? What a bad luck he had. And suddenly she wanted to have a good luck. So what she thought, if I get gold, I'll become happy. So getting gold is a work of what? It's a work of your punya. And she thinks in punya there, you will become happy. शुभ अशुभ बंध के फल मंझार रति अरति करे निज पद विसार राइट सो विच तत्व रिलेटेड भूल इट बंध तत्व रिलेटेड एक्सीलेंट यस सो इन हर इंटेंशन इन हर इनर बिलीफ सिस्टम शी रियली थिंक्स दैट इट्स अ गुड लक टू हैव अ गोल्ड एंड इफ शी हैज अ गोल्ड इट्स वेरी गुड थिंग टू हैव दैट गुड लक सो बंध तत्व संबंधी भूल में हम हमेशा चाहते कि हमारा अच्छा पुण्य का उदय बना रहे So, ye bandh tatva sambandhi bhul she had. So, she had jeeva jeeva tatva sambandhi bhul, which you pointed out, I did not know about. From the evidence.
That's how I thought in that moment, sir.
Yeah. So, that's the whole reason why we put this case study as exam, that we get to know each other's understanding and new things come up. So, excellent this point came, that she had jeeva jeeva tatva sambandhi bhul, ashra tatva sambandhi bhul, but we have to distinguish between Ashraf and Bant and Nirjira within the same sentence. So that Mayachari she's doing, that cheating she's doing, that cheating is Ashraf, because she thinks by doing this passion of cheating, she can get away with the happiness. So that's the Ashraf part. Now, the belief that if she gets those ornaments, it would be good, that's Bant Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. And the desire for that gold, thinking she's incomplete without those gold and riches, she's missing something if she does not have those, that's Nirjira Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. And the belief that if she gets it, she can own, she can make those gold and jewelry of her own, that's Jeeva Jeeva Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Okay, everyone, is the concept clear? Within this one line, every bhul is a separate, different, have its own attribute, okay? It's a distinct, so we cannot mix up the Ashraf and Nirjira and Bant, they all are the same. In this sentence alone, do you get this can you distinguish between these four mistakes from this one sentence? Anybody, do you want me to repeat it again? Because I want you to understand it by concept. Go by concept. Anybody can repeat it for me? The four bhuls in this one sentence. in this one small incident that this story mentions about wife of the executioner Rampal. Anybody can tell me these mistakes, five mistakes, except for Samvar and Moksha, all the five tattvas, evidence. She must be having all the seven tattva related mistakes, but I only ask for only those mistakes of which you can find evidence from the story that, okay, I believe it because the story mentions about this. So anybody can tell me about these five mistakes? I mean four, Jeev and Ajeev combining. Four. Please try, I just said it. You have to just repeat it because I want to know that we should be able to distinguish between what is Ashrav and what is Band and what is Nirjara. So it's a very thin line between these three.
I'll try.
Yeah, please.
Nobody else is talking. she had done Mayachar by pointing to her husband. So Mayachar is a type of rag. And rag falls under Ashrav. So that is Ashrav Sabandhi pole.
Yeah. So doing rag will make her happy. This belief is Ashrav.
Yeah.
This belief. Doing rag is not alone. Doing rag is Ashrav Tattva. Thinking that rag is good to do. That's Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. So Ashrav is different and the mistake related to Ashrav is different. So doing rag is fine. It's okay. It will happen. We cannot help it until we get into our soul. Okay? But
Can you repeat that again? Sorry.
Yes. See, doing rag is a different thing and thinking that doing rag is good is a different thing. Doing rag is an ashrav tattva. Okay, we all do rag. But those who are sammik drishti jiva, even they do rag, but they do not believe that this doing rag will make me happy. They always believe that if I'll do this rag, I'm attracting the bad karmas and bad things will be, you know, it's not worth doing. The rag is not worth doing. So this lady, she believed that by cheating, she could achieve something. So by doing cheating, which is kind of rag or dvesh, she would say, it's a passion, kashay. Okay? So by doing this, something good will happen. So it's like doing something wrong and expecting something good to happen out of it. So that's the Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Okay? Ragadi pragajye dukhden. The rag, which is apparently the reason for our unhappiness, we try to seek happiness by doing that rag. That's the Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Rag is not Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Rag is Ashrav. Rag is the Ashrav Tattva. And believing that by doing rag something good will happen, which is impossible, then that's a mistake with regard to Ashrav Tattva. Clear is it, everyone?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, everyone. Manas?
Ji.
Yeah, because rag, don't say doing rag is the Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Doing rag is Ashrav. That's the Ashrav Tattva. That's the definition. The happening of raga in the soul or dvesh in the soul is known as Ashrav. That's the hole in the boat. The water is coming in. Thinking that this coming water is good and my boat will not sink. This water is good for the boat to float. So that's a big mistake you're doing. You're thinking that water will get inside and your boat will remain on water and it will not sink. That's a big mistake you're doing. So that's the mistake that, see, the coming water is okay. Okay, water andar aa raha hai. But you should get afraid at least. Oh my God, water is coming. What should I do? So we are not afraid of it. Instead, we enjoy. Okay, raag aa raha hai. It's okay. Let me cheat in the exam and I'll get good marks. That's a very big mistake. Because you're giving exam not for the marks, for the knowledge. And doing cheating will not make you reach anywhere to the knowledge. So it's only damaging our own self by doing raag and dvesh, but we believe that we are doing good to ourselves by doing raag and dvesh. That's Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Clear?
Yes.
Now, how is it different from band? Band is, why are we doing raag? Because why is he cheating? If she cheats, then they will get her husband and then the husband will get riches. So she wants to have riches. Why does she want to have riches? Because that will make her happy. So riches is the punya udaya, the things that lure us. So it's a punya udaya and punya udaya mein sukh manna ye bandh tattva sambandhi bhul hai. So getting riches would be result of the punya udaya, the karma, the good or bad karma, and thinking that this punyodaya will make me happy is mistake related to bandha tattva. Okay, so ashra tattva mistake is what you're doing at present, you make you find happiness in that, and the mistake related to bandha tattva is what you want, what you see in future, you want to happen, what you want to happen, what you want to make happen, that is your point. Like, okay, I'll have a good education, I'll top the class. That's the end result. That's the result of your luck. Okay? Now you think, if I top my class, I get highest mark, everybody would be so proud of me in my family. Everybody, I'll have a good image in front of my teachers and colleagues. I'll get a good prize. So that bandha tattva sambandhi bhool, punyodaya mein aap sukh maan rahe ho. The same way, this wife of Yampal Chandal, she thought, if she gets riches, she would be happy. Say bandha tattva sambandhi bhool. And nirjara tattva sambandhi bhool's basis is this, that without those ornaments, I am incomplete. See, in bandha tattva, you are saying, yadi wo mil jayenge to kitna achha hoga. So, aap punya ke udaya mein sukh maan rahe ho. Nirjara tattva is negative way of it. Yadi wo nahi mile, to main incomplete hoon. Without those jewelry and ornaments, I am very incomplete. तो बंध तत्व तो निर्जरा तो ये कहती है कि आपका स्वरूप पूरा है. द सोल इज कम्प्लीटली हैप्पी सब्सटेंस. द सोल डज नॉट नीड एनी अदर सब्सटेंस टू मेक हर हैप्पी. बट निर्जरा तत्व संबंधी भूल के कारण हमें लगता है कि यदि हमें ये मिल जाएगा तो हम और खुश हो जाएंगे. तो थिंकिंग दैट विदाउट दैट रिच इज यू आर अनहैप्पी, दैट्स निर्जरा तत्व संबंधी भूल. एवरीबडी कैन सी द डिफरेंस बिटवीन दीज थ्री. Because these three are very interlinked, and within one line you have to find out these three.
Yeah, it's very tricky actually. I found it very tricky. And you know, when
that's why we are putting so much emphasis on this, because in the same, in one belief of a Mithya Drishti Jeev, all the seven tattva mistakes are, you know, found in one belief. So we have to be very wise, very critical, in, you know, distinguishing which point of it is Ashrav Tattva Sambandhi Bhool, which point of this belief is Nirjara Tattva Sambandhi Bhool, which point of this belief is Moksha Tattva Sambandhi Bhool. So in one line we have to try to search all these. Okay?
Yeah.
Aap logon ko koi bhi doubt hai, or do you want me to repeat it again? Because these all are the mistakes of the wife of executioner Yampal, and then move down to second question. Anybody wants to me to repeat it again, or you are now comfortable with the Ashrav, Vand and Nirjara Tattva Sambandhi Bhool and the distinction between these three? Say yes or no. Anyone? Comfortable?
We're okay for the time being. I'm okay for the time being, yeah.
Manas, Sachinji, is it okay?
Haji.
Okay.
One question.
Yes, please say.
I mean, all this tattva sambandhi bhool, right?
Yeah.
Is it kind of, very important to know that what tattva sambandhi bhool a jeev is doing? Or is it like, okay, you know, we as jeev, we know that, you know, we are doing mistakes, we are doing raag, dvesh, everything, and we are not kind of, you know, differentiating between, body or soul, and in our day-to-day life we kind of, you know, keep doing all these mistakes again and again. Is it kind of, you know, my question is more of, you know, is it really necessary to kind of understand that which tattva sambandhi bhool I am doing, or does that not matter in the larger scheme of things?
See, from the life of Mahavir Bhagwan, or even Parshanath Bhagwan for that sake. Parshanath Bhagwan's earlier life was an elephant, okay? Hathi the wo ek, bahut bada elephant. He was too wild, just like Mahavir Bhagwan was a lion, very wild lion earlier. When two monks from the space, they came down to earth and they told him so many things, and then he became Sammyak Drishti and he took vratas, right? The same way, this hathi, this elephant that Parshanath Bhagwan's soul was, okay? It was roaming in the jungle, it was hurting many animals, crushing all the trees of the jungle, and it was, you know, it became mad. And suddenly the Arvind Muniraj, who was the king who took Jindiksha, he was coming, Arvind Muniraj aa rahe the samne se, and suddenly this haathi, this elephant running, wo Muniraj ki taraf bhagne laga pagal hokar. So now suddenly jaise Arjun Muniraj ke paas jata hai, so in kya tha ye jo haathi tha, ye kya tha, ye Arvind Muniraj ka in the last word, he was the death, unka mantri tha, okay, minister of the king Arvind, okay. And he knew that in king ke jo yahan par in the chest of on the chest of the king there was some symbol, okay, some body symbol, bodily symbol. So now this hathi, he looks at Arvind and he looks at the chest and he could see this symbol. So suddenly unko purana bhav yaad aa jata hai ki are ye to raja the aur main inka mantri tha aur dekho mere bhai ne mujhe sorry मेरे भाई ने मुझको मार दिया, वो एक स्टोरी है अलग, और उसके कारण मैं इतने गंदे परिणामों से मरकर तिरंज हुआ. हमने पहली डाल में पढ़ा था कि तिरंज गतिनम कैसे जाते हैं, ठीक है. तो हम जब क्या बोलते हैं, थोड़े आर्त ध्यान से मरते हैं, रौद्र ध्यान से मरते हैं, तो हम तिरंज गति में जाते हैं, आर्त ध्यान से मरते हैं, मायाचारी से. तो मैं मरा और मैं यहाँ हाथी हो गया, और ये देखो कितने शांत हैं. तो उनको वो उसको देखकर उनको बहुत शांति मिलती है. फिर आचार्य उनको संबोधते हैं और वो हाथी वहां पर सम्यक दर्शन धारण करके श्रावक के व्रत लेता है. हाथी, नाउ माय क्वेश्चन टू यू इज, डज दैट एलिफेंट नो द नेम्स ऑफ सेवन तत्व? कैन यू स्पीक द नेम्स ऑफ सेवन तत्व? एंड मुनिराज मस्ट बी टेकिंग हिज पाठशाला एंड मेकिंग हिम यू नो लर्न, ओके, दिस जीव तत्व, जीव तत्व, आचार तत्व, वन तत्व, निजरा तत्व. सो मुनिराज मस्ट बी टीचिंग हिम दैट, राइट? Seven tattvas. Yes or no?
No.
No. But he is still a samyak drishti. He just got samyak darshan. The same way the lion, the wild lion, he was eating the flesh of a deer. And when the two monks came down to earth and told him, what are you doing? You have to be 24 tirthankara after 10 births. And you're eating a flesh over here. What are you doing? Don't you feel ashamed about it? And he suddenly, you know, starts crying, that lion, that wild lion starts crying, and then the Muniraj explained to him the nature of soul, and then he attained samyak darshan. Now, did that Muniraj told him the names of seven tattvas?
No.
And had he told him the names of seven tattvas, they both did not share the same language, same dialect, right? So, how would he learn? He cannot speak even the seven tattvas. So, first you have to understand, see, these seven tattvas are just a conceptual thing. They have no relation whatsoever with their names. Okay, even the Narkis from the Naragati, Devas from Devgati, and Tiranjas from Tiranjgati, they also have the right belief about these seven tattvas without knowing the names of these seven tattvas. Okay, or knowing the names in their own language. But their belief is right. Their belief system, so we have divided the seven mistakes into seven forms, and for a better understanding, we have divided, distinguished it in seven different parts. So, any concept of Jainism, it has no relation to what words you speak in. So Acharya ne Prakrit mein likha, unke paas Sanskrit mein likha gaya, Hindi mein likha gaya, hum English mein samajh rahe. So language se kabhi bhi concept ka koi relation nahi hota. Usme hum bas express karte hain what we believe. The main difference what makes is our belief. Okay? Sachin ji, the only main key is our belief. Now, why do we learn it distinguishly? Is it not important? So now we again have to understand. See, that is the story of an elephant and the lion. It had uski majboori thi ki wo nahi samajh sakta tha. Now, we have so much of, you know, capability, so much of brain, so much of intelligence. We can learn things. We are human beings now. Human beings, well-educated, well-learned people. So now, वॉट एवर आचार्य से दैट देखो, आप इस जगत में रहोगे तो आप 24 घंटे कहीं ना कहीं रहोगे. आप यदि बुक नहीं पढ़ोगे तो टीवी देखोगे, टीवी नहीं देखोगे तो पार्क में घूमोगे, नहीं तो लॉन्ग ड्राइव पर जाओगे, नहीं तो मूवी के लिए जाओगे, किसी अम्यूजमेंट पार्क में जाओगे, किसी कंट्री को घूमोगे, बीच में जाओगे, कहीं ना कहीं तो रहोगे. यू कैन नॉट बी ब्लैंक, यू विल बी डूइंग एवरी टाइम, यू विल बी डूइंग समथिंग और अदर. अग्रीड एवरीवन?
यस,
अग्रीड. सो नाउ व्हाट आर आचार्य से दैट इस दुनिया में, हमने वाले वो मटेरियल में भी लिखी है वाली गाथा, क्या कि इस दुनिया में, नहीं, आई थिंक आई डिड नॉट राइट दिस गाथा, इट्स बाय द मुनि राम से ओनली, one of the different gatha of this has been quoted. क्या बोलते हैं श्रुतियाँ अनंत हैं. देर आर इनफाइनाइट थिंग्स. सो यू कैन रीड नॉवल, यू कैन रीड फाइनेंशियल एक्सप्रेस और द डिफरेंट न्यूज पेपर्स वॉट एवर यू पीपल हैव और सम कॉमिक्स यू कैन रीड, यू कैन रीड सम नॉवल, यू कैन, देर इज सो मच टू लर्न. यू कैन डू इंजीनियरिंग, यू कैन डू डॉक्टरी, यू कैन डू आर्किटेक्चर, यू कैन डू चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंसी, यू कैन डू सो मेनी थिंग्स. तो इस दुनिया में सीखने के लिए विद्याएँ अनंत हैं. देर इज नो एंड इफ यू वॉन्ट टू लर्न समथिंग. बट उन अनंत विद्याओं में कोई भी ऐसी विद्या नहीं है जिससे भव को अभाव होने की कला मिलती हो. वो सिर्फ इस अध्यात्म विद्या में है. तो हे जी, तुम क्यों नहीं अपनी बुद्धि को यहाँ अध्यात्म में लगाते. अब हम यदि एक ही एक चीज रोज बोलेंगे कि मैं तो शुद्धात्मा हूँ, मैं तो शुद्धात्मा हूँ, मैं तो शुद्धात्मा हूँ, आप एक क्लास में सुनोगे, दूसरी क्लास में सुनोगे, तीसरी क्लास में, चौथी में बोलोगे ना यार क्या एक ही एक बात बोलते रहते हो. That's why we try to, you know, widen our knowledge and we try to learn new things so that we never get bored of hearing the same thing. Say, Saat Tattva, Chhay Dravya, Teen Lok, Swarg, Saat Narak, ye sab chote chote bahane hain jiske karan hum apne interest ko Jainism mein banaye rakhte hain, jisse hamari buddhi kahan lagi rahe, yahan par hi lagi rahe, hum jagat ki faltu ki baaton ko nahi soche. तो सचिन जी, यस इट इज नॉट इम्पॉर्टेंट टू लर्न दीज विद देयर नेम्स और टू बी स्पेसिफिक, बट इट इज वेरी मच गुड इफ वी आर स्टक इन सच अ मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्ल्ड इन विच वी आर लुकिंग फॉर लॉजिक फॉर एवरीथिंग. सो यस, यदि हमको कहीं अपना दिमाग लगानी है तो हमें दिमाग यहाँ लगाना चाहिए. सो इट बिकम्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस. आई होप आई हैव गिवन योर आंसर. It's not important to attain Samyak Darshan to know. You have to just do your belief right, okay? And that one belief right will take care of all the seven mistakes. But as we are stuck in this such a, you know, heartless world at the present time, we have to apply our brain somewhere. Otherwise, will we always be, you know, thinking something bad about other. Achha, ye bhi karna, usne aisa kyun bola, kya hua? To usse achha hai ki hum yehi sochne mein lagayen ki, अरे ये कौन से तत्व संबंधी भूल हमने करी. इट्स लाइक मैथमेटिक्स क्वेश्चन. अच्छा ये वाला क्वेश्चन कैसे होगा, व्हाई इट हैपेंड, अच्छा ये क्यों हुआ. सो वी आर जस्ट जजिंग अवर ओन सेल्फ, अवर ओन परिणाम. हमको कभी क्रोध आ गया, अरे यार मुझे क्रोध आया, लेट्स एवेल्युएट व्हाई इट हैपेंड. तो हम उसमें रिसर्च कर रहे हैं अपने ही परिणामों में. दैट्स व्हाई द मोर वी नो द बेटर वी आर एबल टू कॉम्प्रिहेंड अवर ओन परिणाम, द बेटर वुड इट बी फॉर अवर, यू नो, परिणाम टू बी गुड. थोड़े काम रहने में हमारी कषाएं तेज नहीं होंगी, हमारा चित्त तत्व ज्ञान से निर्मल रहेगा. सो दैट्स द मेन इम्पोर्टेंस फॉर विच वी आर लर्निंग दीज सेवन तत्व रिलेटेड रूल. हैड वी बीन सम, यू नो, इन नॉट विद सो मच ऑफ ब्रेन्स एंड नॉट इंटेलिजेंट, आई वुड हैव और नोबडी वुड हैव, इवन आवर आचार्यस वुड हैव नॉट फोर्स्ड अस टू लर्न इट. दे नेवर डू इट फॉर यमपाल चांडाल. सो यमपाल चांडाल को उन्होंने सात तत्वों के नाम याद नहीं कराए. ही इवेंचुअली लर्नड इट ऑटोमेटिकली व्हेन ही रियलाइज्ड जैनिज्म इज सो गुड, राइट. So it's never the intention for us to learn something, but if we can, why not? Why not we should learn it? Okay? So it's we are at the space in which we can afford to learn this. Okay? Everyone? So within the one single line, Ashraf is doing rag right now and thinking this will make us happy. Bandhev, you're doing rag to achieve something. Why do you want to achieve something? That something, by that something you think will be happy. So that's Bandha Tattva Sambandhi Gul, Punyodai will make you happy. And Nirjira, that without that Punyodai you are incomplete. So you're not realizing your soul is complete in all way, in all direction. But you're not realizing it, so you're thinking your soul is incomplete. That's Nirjira Tattva Sambandhi Gul. And the Punyodai that you are wishing for, it will come and you think that you will own it, you will be able to hold it. That's your buddhi, Mamatva Buddhi. It's a mistake related to Jiva Jiva Tattva. So these are the four tattvas that this wife of executioner Yampal had. And now you can further stretch it like Auntie did. She said it's Moksha Tattva Sambandhi as well, because she believes happiness in such worldly pleasure, which is the mistake related to the real pleasure, real happiness. So it's Moksha Tattva Sambandhi Bhul as well. And also her husband was doing so much of good activities, yet she did not appreciate that. So Atam Hate Viragyan, so it's Samvat Tattva Sambandhi Bhul as well, that she thinks what her husband does is a stupid thing to do, to be always involved in the religion and to not go to earn money. So that's Samvat Tattva Sambandhi Bhul also. some of the people have also pointed out all the seven tattva sambandhi bhul, though I was not looking for it, but you have done it, it's beautiful. Thank you, excellently done. So those who have not done it, they will not be penalized because I have asked only for the evidences that you can find. So it's okay even if you have given one mistake, but you have provided it with the evidence. Okay? So that was the end of the A part of it. Please, आप लोगों को किसी को कोई भी क्वेश्चन कोई भी डाउट हो प्लीज मुझे रोक कर पूछ लीजिएगा प्लीज. ओके नाउ प्रिंस बल ने क्या मिस्टेक किया था, व्हाट वाज द मिस्टेक ऑफ द प्रिंस बल? एनीवन वॉलंटियर्स? आप सबने बहुत अच्छे से उत्तर दिए हैं, आंसर दिए. मानस आप ट्राई करिए प्लीज, आपके आंसर से ना बहुत अच्छे हैं.
मैंने आश्रव तत्व की भूल बोली.
हाँ कैसे, व्हाट इज द एविडेंस?
क्योंकि मीट सबसे बड़ा पाप है और बहुत दुख कॉज करता है एंड ही फाउंड इट टू बी अ कॉज ऑफ हैप्पीनेस.
वेरी गुड. सो ईटिंग दैट ईटिंग मीट इज अ राग. Okay, the it's a present. Okay, so by eating meat, by rag, you're saying it's a present. उससे जैसे sheep दिखी, became very happy. Oh, let me catch her. So ऐसे this is ashraf. Excellent. That doing violence at present will make you happy. That's a ashraf. Excellent. Next. Yes.
संवर तत्व की भूल, क्योंकि ही इज नेग्लिजेंट टुवर्ड्स रिलीजियस एक्ट्स एंड ही कैन स्टॉप हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम ईटिंग मीट ड्यूरिंग अष्टांग कपर.
और एट ऑल हिज फादर इज सो रिलीजियस येट ही डज नॉट काउंट हिम, डज नॉट होल्ड ग्रेट ऑफ हिम एंड देयरफॉर इट शोज दैट शी डज नॉट हैव एनी रिस्पेक्ट फॉर रिलीजियन एंड ही फाइंड्स इट पेनफुल और a time waste of his time to do any such thing. So that's samvar tattva sambandhi bhul. Excellent. Any other evidence?
Nirjara tattva ki bhul.
Yes, how?
Kyunki he's not able to stop his desires and lets them overcome him and control him.
The story very well mentions about the controlling desire and how he was so much addicted towards eating meat. Excellent. What else?
मैंने इतने ही लिखा था.
Okay. Anyone else? You can think of something.
I thought of one, and I'm still thinking while you are saying. So.
Yes, please.
I didn't try. Probably, I don't know what I was. Anyway, by praying, he thought he would get punya, and he believed that punya will bring happiness, and that man tattva sambandhi
bhul. So his praying to other lords was not only the grahit mithyatva, it was agrahit mithyatva as well, that he thought that punya, so it's bandh tattva sambandhi bhul, that somebody would save him. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a very good, very valid choice.
Yeah, I thought Mithyatva, Grahit Mithya, but I don't know whether we were supposed to, because you said write the Tattva Sambandhi.
Yeah. You are only had to write about Agrahit Mithyatva only, and yes, that's very valid point. Okay. So he had Bandha Tattva Sambandhi Bhul because he feared his death, he feared being eaten by the crocodile, so he did not want that Papka Uday. Right? So excellent. One more mistake.
And also, like he was praying when put in the water to be eaten by crocodiles. Now that is, I would call that also a rag to stay alive, like, you know, because he is dragged towards his body and him. So could we call this ashram sambandhi bhul? I'm not sure.
Yes, we can call it. See, if he thinks that when he is already inside the mouth of a crocodile and he still thinks that praying to his lord will help him, then it's ashratattva sambandhi bhul. Yes, doing this rag, this praying will help him. That's a good. So yes, One more. So we are done with Ashra, done with Bant, done with Samvar, done with Nirjara. Four mistakes we have already done. Any other mistake that we can have evidence of? He's afraid of death. Right? He doesn't want to get eaten by the crocodile. Yes, excellent. He thinks he will die. And tan upajat apni upajjan, tan nashat apko nashman. So he thinks by if crocodile eats me, I'll die. But soul never dies. But he does not have any clue about what soul is. And therefore, he has mistake related to jivan ajiv tattva. Excellent. Moksh tattva ka there is no evidence. So we cannot say comment upon anything on moksh tattva. So that was about Prince Bal. Excellent. Everyone has written very good answers.
Can you just repeat Samvar Sambandhibhul again, please?
Yeah. Samvar, Manas will do it. Samvar, Manas, how did you say Samvar?
Because he is unable to restrain himself from eating meat during a shtanaka or at any point of time. He's negligent towards religious
painful
acts.
Painful to, you know, stop eating. So, atamhit hit viragyan, jo atma ke liye achhi cheez hai, vratadi lena, wo isko kaise lage? Painful lage. Te lakhe hai aapko kashtadan. So that's a mistake. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, last question. The last question is, King Mahabal, the king of the story. What mistakes he had? I think Sachinji would answer this question. Yes, Sachinji.
Is it like, you know, he thinks Mahabal as his son, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So this will be like Jeev Tattva Sambandhibhul, right?
Yes. You see, he was ideally a king. And to him, everybody should be equal. When this story of his son eating flesh reached his ears, what he thought, he was more furious. That even my son did it. My son, how could he? So this way, he differentiated others from his son. And he got more so he really believed that he's my son. So it's Ajeev Tattva, Ajeev Tattva Sambandhibhul. Good.
Bant Tattva Sambandhi Bhul also, because he, you know, he thinks that, you know, when he announces that no one should kill animals during that parva, you know, thinking that as punya, and when his son, you know, he finds that son kills an animal, he is thinking that as pap. So that is Bant Tattva Sambandhi Bhul.
If you're reaching his belief, then you're right, okay? But I would want everyone to note down this difference, okay? I mean, note it in your brain, that think over it. Obviously, even we do believe that in Achatanikas or in Dashrakshan Dharam, we should not do pa. And we should engage ourselves in good deeds, right? We all do that in all the Paryushan Parvas, we do all the religious activities so diligently, right? We all do that. So is that our mistake related to Bant Tattva? It's not. See, I'll again tell you, it's a Bant Tattva. Doing puja, to be able to do puja is ashrav, right? Rag puja is ashrav. And having opportunity to do puja, you have a jinn mandir around, you can go down to it. That's a punyodaya. That's the result of your bandha, right? So these are two tattvas. Now you got a temple and you're doing puja. And now you believe that by doing this puja, I'll become happy. That's Ashra Tattva Sambandhi Bhul. Raag karke aap khushi maan rahe ho. And, I got this mandir, it's such a great, luck I have. Then again, punne ka udai aapko achha lag raha hai. See, going to temple is doable. What King Mahabal did, it's appreciable. That he, you know, banned all the meat eating in his Rajya for 8 days, everything. It's appreciable. So, Sachinji, if we are taking at that his belief that, okay, by doing this, he'll get Punyodaya and Punyodaya is good, then it is a mistake with regard to Bandh Tattva. But doing it alone is just the activity. it's noble thing, it should be done. It's not a mistake. Even our in our family we say hamare ghar mein aloo pyaaz nahi aayega. Nobody will eat root vegetables in my home. So that's a good thing. Now my believing that if I'll not eat root vegetables, I'll do something good and mere punya milega. Ye meri bandhata se sambandhi bhul ho gayi. But nahi khana ye meri wisdom hai. To not eat it, see, to not touch the light, you know, fire, to not touch the fire is your wisdom. But to not touch it and thinking that, oh, you're better off. You're better off anyways. The fire is not coming after you, right? तो उसके बारे में फालतू सोचना कि यार चलो मैं यदि ऐसा नहीं करूंगा तो मैं खुश हो जाऊंगा. क्या खुश हो जाओगे? फायर वैसी तुम्हारे अंदर नहीं जल्दी इतनी दूर खड़ी है. वेल यू शुड बी वाइज इनफ दैट यू शुड नॉट गो नियर टू दैट फायर. बट जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर अवे फ्रॉम द फायर यू डिड नॉट बी यू नो चेयरिंग अप एंड जंपिंग इन योर प्लेस दैट ओके आई डिड नॉट टच फायर. ऐसी पुण्य के उदय को सुख नहीं मान. पुण्य का उदय आए तो ठीक है. इट इज विजडम टू यू नो do something good, but if something good is happening, it's foolish to think that okay, I did something good so that it will make me happy or I should be very happy. I did it. That's a bandha tattva sambandhi rule. There is a difference between bandha tattva and the mistake related to bandha tattva. Okay, right. Everyone. So what you pinpointed, it's true that he announced itself, but if we assume that he believed. By not eating flesh, he will get punya karma, and punya karma will make him happy. Then it says bandha tattva sambandhi bhul. Announcing that nobody will eat flesh is not amount to bandha tattva. His belief that okay, this will get the punya and that will make me happy. That's bandha tattva. Clear everyone? Samjha nahi samjha aap logon ko.
Haan ji.
Haan, theek hai. Thank you. Haan, next. What else? King Mahabal?
Ashrav, Jeev, Band, okay.
Okay, what do you feel about this character, King Mahabal? Is he a good person or is he a bad person? King Mahabal, the king who announced you should not eat, who was very religious, who claimed to be religious actually.
If he was religious, yeah, you're right. He claimed to be religious because if he really was, then he wouldn't want to kill even his son. He should give him forgiveness.
No, but you know, if you are a king and if you want to maintain some good ordinance in your kingdom, you'll have to take some hard, you know, steps to put an example for your people who treat you as king. So otherwise everybody would have accused him of partiality. He would have already announced that whoever will eat flesh, he will be awarded death. And now if he would have not awarded death to his son, then everybody would have questioned like, why did you not give death to his, he is also one of us, so why did you not give death to? So what he did was, you know, he had to keep his word. It's okay, it doesn't have to take do something from religion, like Chakravartis, they also go for fight, right? So to kill, not necessarily, in a war, not necessarily, you know, determines whether you are a... right believer or you're not. Hello? See, even the five Pandavas. You all know five Pandavas, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun and Mahabharata. So they were also the right believers. They were, you know, Jain. They were following strict religion. They were the relatives of Nemina Tirthankar. Still they went for fight. So that does not, you know, affect their Jainism or their vote. It's something that they have to do for the justice. So killing alone or awarding someone some punishment alone will not affect somebody's belief. So okay, See, one thing I wanted you all to notice, that see, despite being so religious, when Yampal Chandal, Yampal executioner, told him that he has met a Muniraj, right, in the court when he was brought by the all the constables of this. So what does the Yampal Chandal tells him the whole story of how he got this niyam of not killing someone on Chaturdashi, right? So how does this king react? What does he say?
The king's reaction was he doesn't believe, right?
Yeah, why does he not believe? That's my question. Why does he not believe? What is the inner belief system that he is having which is making him not believe? Reji, what does he say? He says, how is it possible for a person like you? What does it tell you? The tone of this king.
So he has a wrong belief that, you know, Muni Darshan will happen only to people in higher position or highly respected position, something like that.
Excellent, excellent. With a profession like that of Yampal, of executioner, he was not willing to believe that a person in the profession of Yampal could be worthy of seeing a Muniraj, right? So actually he differentiated between even human beings. We can call him a racist if we have to use that word. Just because Yampal was the executioner, he used to execute the deaths he used to abort. He thought that he cannot do dharma at all. He cannot be non-violent. He cannot follow Jainism. So in that fashion, he did not consider all souls equal. Right? Hello?
Yeah.
Right? He did not consider all souls equal and worthy of doing, following religion, practicing religion. And that shows that that king had a tremendous mistake in relation with Jeev Tattva. He did not want to consider a living being who is human just like him to be equal with him. He did not consider the Yampal Chandal to just like himself. He considered him of being of lower human being. Hello? Is it making sense? Can you see it? Do you see what I'm trying to point at? Hello?
Yes.
How is it a mistake related? See, every soul is eternal, every soul is good. So that's what Samya Drishti sees. He even considers even an ant and human being same. They both are living beings, they both have soul. This person, despite being religious, despite practicing religion, when somebody who told him something good about religion, today is the last day of Ashtanika Mahaparva, we should not be killing anyone, it's a good thing to not kill someone in Chaturdashi, I met a Muniraj, he gave me this woe. So despite of being happy that okay, one more jiva is into this right path to liberation, he became furious. He became, are you lying, it's your conspiracy, you must be saving my prince, you must be getting something from this prince. And he awarded him death. So means he is not willing to believe that all souls are equal and everybody deserves to be in this path and anybody can be in this path. So this shows that he has, some mistake with Jeeva and Ajeeva Tattva, that he is not willing to accept all Jeevas at par, at equal. Right? So it's a mistake. It's a very different kind of mistake between all Jeeva Tattvas. But we have to understand that every soul is equal. And if we do not treat all souls equal, that only pinpoints to our which bhool, our Jeeva Tattva Sambandhi bhool. You do not see yourself as soul and that's why you do not see others as a soul. Okay? Is it fine? So that was the most important mistake of which we could find evidence from the story. So this was a mistake. I was, you know, trying to be lucky to look for this mistake. Now, the last question is, what are the learnings from this? And I have, there are many learnings in every, it was a very personal question, what you found as the biggest learning. So I'll tell you some few learnings in which you can choose anyone which you like more. Okay? This list is again exhaustive. You can have more ideas after reading the story. See, the first thing this story tells us, no matter how small our niyam is, our vow is, if it is honestly followed, it leads us, it brings us closer to the right path, to the path of liberation. Just like Yampal Sharnal, he took very small vow and ultimately accepted Jainism fully, completely abandoned doing killings and all. Right? So no matter how, do not worry if your vow is small. Even the small vows are important. That's the first learning. Second learning, within a family, the king was so religious and his son was so out of religion, so cruel. So it's okay if in your family you have people with diverse attitudes, diverse, you know, interests. It's okay. Try to accept it. Your duty is to tell them the right path. But it's not your duty to, you know, drag them into right one. You cannot make someone, you know, mend until they want to mend, okay? So try to show all the people in your family the good path. But do not have this zid nahi karni chahiye humko ki yaar isko to lagni chahiye jabardasti. See, you cannot do jabardasti to anyone. So that tells us about much about, you know, dealing with people in our family. So we should give everybody such a warm, kind environment that everybody is nurtured in a very, you know, energetic place, energetic environment. But at the same time, if somebody is not willing to, you know, follow what we are saying, we should not, you know, think less of those people. It's their life, it's their belief, we should respect it. If they come here, it's good. If they do not, we should not, you know, spoil our own parinam for the sake of them. Yeah, it's a duty to give them good sanskar and good, you know, morals to make up their life. But it's their headache to, you know, accept them or not. We cannot just throw something on them and they'll have to accept it. It would not be a good thing, just like the kingdom. Now, every soul is worthy and capable of accepting and following the religion, whether he is a person who cleans her car, or whether he is a person who is acting as a servant, or who brings the tea for us, or who, you know, does her shoe shines and anything. So whether he is a cobbler, whether he is a dry cleaner. So anyone, we should not judge people by their profession or by their present form. If he is a lady, male, transgender, anyone is capable of the following religion. So we should never judge people. So never judge any person from his occupation. Even the executioner could be so religious. That was another learning. Now, the desires, if not controlled in time, become addiction. That's one of the good learning. Let's see, that prince, he was so much handicapped, he could not stop himself. He wanted to. He knew that he would be awarded as his god, but he was so much addicted, he couldn't help his desire. Now, the another was karma spares no one. So the prince did something wrong and he was eaten by the crocodile. So he ate someone, he was eaten by someone. So karma spares no one, that's another learning. Now, everyone, even the family members, are selfish. You alone are about your happiness. You alone care about your happiness. See, we may think we have a good family, caring family, but please understand it very, 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 you know, openly, with open mind, that everybody is behaving well to you only up till you are making them happy. Everybody has interest only until you are making them happy. Just look at this wife of Yampal. She was okay to, you know, lie at first. But the moment she realized that, okay, if Yampal will not go, the good ornaments will not come for me. So she became greedy and she put her husband into such a tragic situation. Just for her own interest, for her own selfishness. So everyone in this family, every one of her family members is only good and kind towards us as long as we are doing good to them. The moment we, you know, जैसे किसी घर में कोई बहुत religious हो जाए तो सब लोग चिढ़ने लगते हैं कि आज दिन भर धर्म धर्म लगाए रखते हो. ऐसे कुछ कुछ change होता रहता है. हमने बारह भावना भी पढ़ी थी एक बार. ज्यो बिना नीर सुन वीर न आवे तीर पशु बट गीर सजे सब नेहा बिन स्वार्थ पूछे कौन तजे थके जब देहा। जैसे कि कभी कोई नदी सूख जाती है तो उसके पास फिर पानी पीने के लिए कोई भी जानवर जो पहले आते थे वो नहीं आते हैं। उसी प्रकार जब कोई ओल्ड हो जाता है या जब कोई काम नहीं करता है तो उसके फैमिली मेंबर्स भी उसके पास आना या उसकी रिस्पेक्ट करना बंद कर देते हैं। दैट्स अ हार्श रियलिटी, इट हैपेंस। तो यू नो हमें एकत्व भावना हमेशा भानी चाहिए कि हम अकेले हैं। वी शुड नॉट एक्सपेक्ट मच फ्रॉम एवरीवन एंड वी शुड नॉट ऑल्सो नॉट कंप्लेन। दैट्स अ नेचर, वी शुड एक्सेप्ट इट, इट विल हैपन। When we become useless, nobody will care about us, and we should be ready for that. That's why we are, you know, making ourselves so strong. That's one of the learnings from this story. And the last one is to keep doing good deeds. No matter what happens, you should always keep doing good, and that will bring good to you. So, ये वाली और भी सारी हो सकती हैं जो आप लोगों ने, कई लोगों ने और भी चीजें नोट करी हैं. So, these are the. This was the exam. I hope you liked this way of exam. It was very easy. I think looking at your paper, everybody is getting 100-100. So. I am very happy and very glad that you all could comprehend the story in that good way. So I hope it helped you understanding seven tattvas even in better way. And any feedback that you would be willing to give, you can give it now. You can mail me personally if you do not want to speak, or I'll float a form in which you can give your feedback. I really liked it, the way this whole year went. I was very afraid that it must have been very boring this year. Only seven tattvas we discussed, nothing else. But after looking at your sheets, I was really happy. It was worth it that, you know, you could comprehend, you could see, you could read a story, you could read some incidents, and you could apply seven tattvas in that and mistake what someone is doing. It's really a good achievement and I really appreciate it. So I think I've exceeded the time. So as soon as I am assured that I have received all the answer sheets, I'll be sending your checked copies to every one of you with the feedback. So Sachinji, please let me know if everybody is done giving exam or if anyone yet to give exam, so that I can circulate the results soon and then we can have the vacation for this year. Yes.
Sure, Anubhavji, I'll drop.
So I think in the next year we would be starting with the Grahit Mithyatva, and in that we'll be learning some new things as well about six darshan. छह दर्शन होते हैं, उनके बारे में भी थोड़ा सा पढ़ेंगे. वो छह डाला की दूसरी डाल में नहीं दिया हुआ है, but there are different beliefs about soul in this world. So we'll be reading those, and you'll all get amazed that looking at what people can believe, what all people can believe. So we'll also look at in this coming year. I think it should be brief, and we should be able to start with the third dal also in the mid of the year. But we'll do that. Okay. So let's do Chinmani Stuti. If no one has any question, then.
I would like to say thank you because I started joining just lately. But I really enjoy it now. I look forward to your explanation. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep coming. This Jainism, in its own form, it's so amazing. It attracts everyone. So yeah, keep coming, keep reading, and keep applying. Yeah. Okay, Manas, will you do Chinmani Stuti? Yes, ma'am.
भवानी के ज्ञान से सूर्य लोकालोक शोभानी मस्तक नमो सदा देतु दो नौ बार नमो का मंत्र।